one cubit to his stature. If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches, nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word again. It is forever settled in heaven. As a matter of fact, heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word never will. Lord, by your Spirit, speak it to our hearts. Lord, we bring our needs before you, many, various, of all kinds. Thank you, Lord, for that which you've been doing, working in behalf of those who we've been bringing before the throne for a good report. I know many have heard in regards to Gatlin Miller and just, Lord, your graciousness there for the very next serious steps he must take. And Lord, for others, whether our needs are physical, emotional, spiritual, Lord, you do provide so much for us. Father, I pray again for our country that it would be your will that is done. We know there's a lot going on. But Lord, we look to you as the one who is everlasting over all the kingdoms of the earth, for that is simply what they are, of the earth. Lord, I pray again for the nation of Israel, with all that's happening there. For your grace, for your mercy, for those within that land, and even those in the surrounding countries and around the world, Lord, in countries that are hostile to the gospel, you are bringing people to Jesus in amazing ways. Thank you for that. Lord, for where your word is proclaimed today, here, and in our country, where it is honored and faithfully given, where the name of Jesus is exalted, we pray your blessing. Lord, again, for our hearts, for our lives, give us open ears and open hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Dave, can you take that off, please? Thank you. We looked last week at the portion just before this in which Jesus spoke about wanting. Wanting. That was in verses 16 to 21 with the illustration of the farmer and what to do with his good crop. Dave, is there a way to... Yeah, just blank. Thank you. Excellent. Unless somehow you can put my great big face up there. No. That would just be too scary. Way too scary. Wanting. As Jesus said in verse 21, treasure for himself. Well, as opposed to that, hopefully, we will see verse 33.